Hello, everybody. This is Natalie Cutler-Welsh here on the Up Your Brave show. And I am so thrilled to be chatting to Jessica Henrard today all about your nervous system and its impact on health. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thanks, Nat. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to dive into this interview. It's been a greatly anticipated interview because Jessica and I have known each other for a few years. And I'm excited about the impact of health, especially in 2025, and the nervous system as well. So for those of you that don't know Jessica, Jessica Henrard is a true powerhouse in the world of health and wellness. She's not just an expert in health, also she is a neuromuscular specialist who has dedicated her life to understanding the intricacies of the human body. As a devout carnivore, we can talk about that too, she challenges conventional dietary wisdom, advocating for the benefits of a meat-based diet. But what really sets her apart is her expertise in neuroreset technique, which is NRT, a cutting-edge approach to healing that can provide instant relief from a variety of physical and emotional ailments. I'm going to ask you all about that. And now, Jessica, you're also a mom of three and you're living in Tauranga in Papamoa. Is that right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
So good. I love it down there. It's gorgeous.
Me too.
All right. Well, before we dive into talking about the nervous system, I would love it if you could share with my listeners just a brief kind of intro or extended like a backstory on how you came to this point where you're so busy helping people with their health in specifically around neuromuscular.
Yay. Thank you for having me there. It's so exciting to be here. And yeah, I'm excited to share more about kind of how I got into the health industry and what has led me to learning and being able to share and help people with this incredible tool that I use. I have been in health for a really long time, 23 years to be exact, which is insane. And originally I got into the health industry because I was looking to help myself. I was quite a poorly baby, so I was born covered with eczema head to toe, had issues with growing and thriving, ended up in ICU for a period of time when I was very, very little, and have always struggled with my health. And so all through my teenage years and stuff, I was trying to find ways to heal a really bad gut issue and skin conditions and weight issues and digestive problems. So I'd gone through so many different doctors and specialists. I'd had every test you can possibly imagine under the sun. I'd been poked and prodded. And ultimately, the mainstream medicine weren't able to help me. And so that's kind of what led me into getting into health myself. And I'm so grateful that I went down this path because it has led to an incredible life that I'm now living. And now I get to share and help other people in the world as well. So it is literally the best job ever.
So curious, because of the timing of this interview, you know, and I always believe in divine timing. You and I have been saying for probably years, I was like, hey, I need to interview you. And here we are, 2025, early on in 25. And I feel like there is going to be a big shift because of things in America, but just generally with people moving more towards holistic health and well-being. I feel like it's divine timing for you to really rise into what you do. What are your thoughts on that? Have you seen a shift over the 23 years of people seeking out, understanding and even understanding their whole body health rather than just the traditional medical route?
Oh, definitely. Up until about 12 or 13 years ago, I had been trained very highly, got my degree in sports science, done a whole ton of post-grad stuff, and was really looking for something a bit more new age, a bit more high-techy, a bit more, come on, like, where's the goodness? Because the current medical industry was so limited in what they could do to support people. So I personally was always looking for kind of the next best thing. When I was a trainer, and I was a very good one, I came across a very rare form of neuromuscular-based therapy, which is what I now specialize in. And that was 13 years ago. And since then, literally everything that I thought I knew about human function and understood about the way that we actually use our bodies and the reasons that we get tightness and weakness and pain were not what I believed them to be from my former education. I was invited to learn this amazing tool, and I'm so glad that I was. But that was 13 years ago, and now going forward, it's completely changed my approach to health and fitness, the way that I load my body and other people's bodies, and my real understanding about the nervous system and brain and the impact that it has on us every single day. I would definitely say that over that period of time, I have seen people go from just kind of wanting to manage their weight, for example, or to be a little bit stronger or a little lose a bit of body fat. And it's really gone to about how they want to feel in their selves, in their day, the way they walk through and carry themselves through their lives. And that has been more of a priority I've seen in people over the, especially the last decade. And I'm really grateful that I've got this tool that I use that can actually help people support them in the things that they want to grow into. The tool that I used is only used like 20 of us in the whole world globally. So it's incredibly, incredibly rare and very specialized. And so there's not a lot out there about what I do and how I help support people. And so
I think people will be curious, like, what is this tool? But before we get into that, I'm going to be that person who interjects and says, I want to just take you back a little bit. When you said all about your training and you realized, I think it was 13 years ago, that a lot of what we've been, you know, that you learned or that you've been told about health was wrong. I don't know if we are going to call them myths or something, but I would love to know, what are one or two of those things, if you can recall, that you were taught? And I'm sure they're, hopefully they're teaching different things now, but you know, something that maybe people think, you know, this is the way about health or fitness, that you're like, no, it's actually, that's actually not the case. Can you give us one or two tangible examples?
Oh, yes. So strength is a really big one that is misunderstood. I always believe that in order for my body to get stronger or for me to improve the strength of my muscle, that I had to do repetition, gradual adaptation and overload to see a change. Okay. I go to the gym, I lift the weight X amount of times, I progressively increase how many reps I'm doing, or I increase the load, etc., over time to regain or to try and create strength in my muscles. So when I came across NRT, I had a rude awakening, because you can actually instantly change the strength and recruitment of your muscles instantly, which means there's no repetitions necessarily required in order to regain strength and control in somebody's muscles.
Okay. I don't even know what the tool is. So it's like my listeners are learning at the same time as me. I feel like it's going to be some sort of frequency patch thingy. I have no idea, but yeah, tell me more. Keep going.
Yeah. So that was one of the biggest things was, okay, he did some different testing on my body, some muscle testing, and then applied the tool that we use and restored function and strength and my sense of myself to the area that we were working on. And instantly I can engage and recruit that muscle and produce, you know, upwards of double, triple, quadruple the amounts of force that I could originally. So when I saw it on myself, I was a bit like, what? Like, this can't be real. My eyes are playing tricks on me. Like, the experience that I'm having is too mind-blowing to understand because of obviously my past and, you know, our current understanding about how the body works. So that was the first thing, was like, wow, you can change somebody's range of motion, i.e. their mobility, their movement through a joint, as well as the strength and control over that muscle. And you can do that instantly. And not only is it instant, but it's, the results are long lasting. So you get to keep the gains that you've made. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, what is this? I must learn this. I want to be at the forefront of this, because for me, this was the future of health and fitness. And I was really blessed to be in the place that I was to learn it. And that's what kept me in London for 13 years. I did all my specialty training there. I actually had all my three girls in England. They were all born overseas. And then in 2021, my family and I moved back to New Zealand. So that's kind of what kept me in London, was learning and studying and specializing and doing all my exams in this amazing specialized tool.
Okay. And in a minute, I'll ask you to elaborate so we know exactly what you're talking about. The other thing I'm thinking is something that you like put on your muscles and it electric. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but Who is it for? Because partly I'm thinking athletes, but I'm also thinking about my daughter's friend who was paralyzed last year. So I'm always open to like, what are the modalities that we just don't know about because they don't get airtime? That's why I like to give modalities that we don't hear about airtime on my radio show. So yeah, who can benefit? Like, who is this for?
So it's for people that are suffering with pain, tightness, weakness, immobility, injuries, pre or post surgical, neuromuscular problems, neurological degeneration. We're talking stroke, cerebral palsy, cirrhosis. Where we can help people with cluster migraines, with concussions and head injuries, down to the opposite side of the field being digestion. So people with digestive issues, hormonal regulation, muscle imbalances, alignment issues, postural problems. Like the list is pretty big and long. Mm-hmm. So what I guess the easier way might be to explain to the listeners is who we don't work with.
Because yeah, okay.
We pretty much help everybody. But the people that we're not able to help is with involuntary muscular spasms. So when we're having those kind of spasmy contractions, that isn't something that we're able to help with. And bone spurs. So if someone, for example, comes to us with a shoulder issue, if they've got bone spurs in that structure, then they may still need surgery to remove that before or after the treatment in order for us to move through that piece. But other than that, those are kind of the two things that we can't support with.
Yeah.
But nerve damage, like all the different things you can possibly, pelvic floor problems, you know, tendinitises, fasciitises, spinal cage, you know, you name it, we can pretty much help.
Okay. Well, tell us about it because I am very into the belief that there's more that, the body's got incredible ability to heal more than we realize. Mm-hmm. And there, I believe there are also more technologies out there that we don't know about either because they just haven't got the marketing or they've been suppressed. So I don't know. I guess for you, it's more about the marketing. So yeah, what is it? How does it work?
Mine's ish about the marketing, but more about the non-disclosure contracts and agreements that I'm signed into. Because RT is a scientific discovery, it isn't patentable, which means that there could be 1,000 knockoffs of the treatment and it wouldn't be what it is. So that's why it's more underground. The other thing is because there's only 20 of us globally in the world and we're all very highly demanded, if it went mainstream and everybody found out about it, it isn't enough people to support the amount of people that, you know, so that's more the reason that it's kind of more underground. Most yeah. people find us through a referral to be like, go and see this girl. She fixed my, you know, 20-year-old back problem, or she fixed my shoulder problem from a motorcycle accident 30 years ago, or whatever it is. It's mm-hmm. usually someone tells someone. And because we do stop surgeries, we prevent a lot of surgeries from happening. We charge surgical rates and we specialist fees, and not everybody can access us either. Mm-hmm. So there's multiple reasons as to why it's not out there on a big scale. And, you know, that's pretty much it. So when we're talking about the technique that we use, it is using a set of techniques where we're restoring your motor control, i.e. your ability to recruit, engage tissues, muscle recruitment through a specific set of protocols. So what it looks like, if you were to be a fly on the wall in my office, is the person would be on a treatment table. I do a really thorough assessment of their nervous system and brain and find out where the weak pathways exist. Now, the body will actually show me the answers. So it's not me guessing. The assessment isn't you bending and walking and twirling about. It's not like that kind of assessment. It's an assessment actually to find out where the weaknesses are in your nervous system and brain. Once we've found those, then we can just go through succinctly and reset the pathway's capacity for dealing with the demand of the task that you're placing on it. So without me treating you, Nat, it's quite hard, obviously, if I went into all the science of it, of, you know, upsending and descending signals between the brain and the nervous system and how we have a sense of ourself as a human and we have different receptive feedback coming in from skin, fascia, joint, muscles, tissues, sending information to the brain, telling us about our current status, like where are we at in space, so that our brain can then send signals to tell our body what to do. I'm working on that non-conscious system. So we're actually working with the non-conscious brain rather than the conscious brain. And we're working with the sensory neural pathways, which is the data coming in, so to speak, so that you have motor output or control over your body. Very simply, if you think about it, like insufficient sense of yourself, let's say that there's a lack of sense in an area of your body, then you can't control that area of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how many repetitions you do on that area of your body, it will not mean that you'll be able to regain recruitment or engagement of those tissues, because that comes from a non-conscious level. And that's the level that I work on directly.
Okay, a few more questions. If we're the fly on the wall with a person lying on their treatment table, is it similar to muscle testing? Are you asking us questions, or are we all very silent?
So there can be both. Typically, if I'm working with the body directly, let's say you've got a shoulder problem, you'll come in, I'll test your whole overall nervous system. And what that looks like is, it looks like muscle testing, but it's actually not. It's called a contraction control test. So it's slightly different from muscle testing. We get a feel for your current state. What's your nervous system state in? Okay, what can you handle? So we have a look at your overall system, and then we isolate certain receptors and pieces of your body. And once we've put the information in, the response on your body will give us an indicator whether or not that signal is strong. If it's weak, you'll go globally weak. If it's okay and you have good sufficient sense of that area, then you won't see a downregulation or a weakness on the table. And so that's how we go through succinctly to find out the things that are actually shutting you down or creating a distress or a dysregulation in the nervous system and the brain.
Do you often find that somebody comes in for something, let's say the shoulder, and you do your assessment, I think you said contraction control test, and you realize, okay, that it's not actually the shoulder, it's actually something else, and it therefore presenting in the shoulder. Does that happen a lot?
So much, Nat, so much. What when I do an assessment, I will do a full body assessment, because like you said, it isn't isolated to the area. Right? The nerves run the whole length of the body from the head to the toe. And so something at your foot can affect something at your neck and vice versa. And so if you're focusing on symptoms, you're not going to get to the root cause of the issue. The reason you are tight, the reason you have weakness, and the reason you have pain is because there's a weakness in your nervous system and brain. And so if we can find that weakness, we can restore that problem. We can give you instant control, strength, and range of motion over your body. So someone, for example, might come in and say, okay, I've got this really sore neck and shoulder. Don't get me wrong, I'll have a look at the joint and see if you have sense of movement, position, and force, which are the main things that our body is getting information about at all times. And if there's a weakness in the shoulder, of course, we would look at restoring that, but we'd also look at the why. So let's say, for example, your elbow flexion, which is when we bend our arm, we have poor sense of the movement of the joint, poor sense of the positional sense of the muscle, or we've got some problems with the force production in that area. We can test different receptors to find out exactly where the weaknesses are. So we go to the elbow, have a look around, and restore any function that is lacking in the nervous system and brain. Now, the reason that your shoulder might be sore, and if you think about even picking up a bag, for example, if I'm going to pick up a handbag and I can't bend my elbow well because I don't have strength in my elbow joint, then I will tip, mm-hmm. or I will hike and tip. You know, we'll find a way to get that object off the floor. And then what happens is this tissue is overloaded because it's doing the job of the elbow that can't flex. And then you go to your, you know, your physio or your whoever, or your massage person, and you say, oh, I'm so tired.
Yes.
And
in the neck, and it's not the neck. Yeah.
And then you strengthen the elbow, and the compensation that's occurred in the neck and shoulder settles down all by itself. You haven't even touched it. And they sit up and they go, oh, my neck feels looser, tighter, better. And you've worked on my elbow. So absolutely 110%. It isn't always presenting in the area that the symptoms are presenting. And I love that with NRT that we have this assessment protocol, because when I was a trainer before, I was guessing a lot of the time. Like, if I wanted someone to lose weight, if someone came to me and wanted to put on muscle, it was reasonably easy to do. But if somebody had an injury, I was always trying to like modify and navigate my way around that thing. Let's try a cable. Let's change the angle. Let's change it up. And so many times now, I wasn't able to help that person. I'd get to a point that I was stuck. So I'd be like, okay, go and see somebody else. And what kept happening is the clients would end up with their problems exacerbated, so they got worse, or it took a really long time and then maybe get some little bit of improvement, but there was nothing dramatic going on. And I was like, there must be something kind of that exists that's better than this. And so I was always looking for stuff. That's why when I was in London, I did all this postgrad stuff. I was like studying up the wazoo because I was looking for something better. And so when I found this, it started making sense to me. I was like, yeah, of course, if you can't do that, you're going to do this. And we're just building compensation strategies in our body all the time. But what happens is when this gets to the point that it's now got a byproduct of basically when we're sending and receiving information, we can end up with a byproduct build up in the nerves, and then that ends up creating pain. Or we've compensated, and now we've got tightness in an area that shouldn't be that tight, and we've got slackness in an area that doesn't have enough recruitment, and now we've got an imbalance going on, and the pulley system on the joint is now creating stress and pain, and the alignment's out. And the reason being is because you've lost, or you have a lack of sense of that area, because everything, the way that we move and we move about, a great analogy I love to use is like, think of a puppet. Right? The puppet, when it is sitting there, is not able to move itself. You know, if we come out of a coma, we can't will our body to move. This happens from a non-conscious level. So if you imagine that puppet and you think of the puppet with the strings and then the puppet.
Yeah, like a marionette.
Yeah. What is moving that puppet? It's not the puppet itself. It's the brain, i.e. the puppet master, and it's the strings or the wiring, aka the nervous system, that actually governs movement in us. It doesn't come from the physical muscle. And once it started making sense to me, I was like, well, okay, that makes sense. So the weakness isn't in the physical muscle itself, but in the pathways that are sending and receiving information to that tissue, that there is a problem. And if you strengthen the pathways, you get instant strength over the tissues. So that was mind-blowing for me, because I was like, well, that's not what they taught me in physiology. And when, you know, this isn't the things that I learned in my degree in sports. And what I was seeing and experiencing wasn't what I had learned. So I really had to question what I was doing as a trainer and how I was going about doing things that were actually probably harming people. And it was quite confronting, not going to lie. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm hurting people. I'm violating their ranges of motion. You know, at one stage, I was sitting on people's backs while they did push-ups, like totally violating people's bodies. And at the time, thought, I'm doing such a great job. You know, they're losing body fat, they're gaining muscle tissue, but not realizing that by doing what I was doing, it's likely they're going to have arthritis in 5 to 10 years, because I've just smashed their joint structure and I have violated the way that we're meant to actually move and perform. So yeah, it was a bit of a wake up.
Yeah, well, that is. I mean, that does sound like an extreme case, but I think a lot of fitness instructors, as you would be trained to do, is you help people to accommodate, you know, to customize the exercise so that it doesn't hurt your sore shoulder, etc. Mm-hmm. But they're not trained to really get to the bottom of the problem. So it's all about accommodating and compensating, like you mentioned, rather than getting to the root of the problem. What I'm intrigued by is at the beginning of this conversation, you kept talking about a tool. And what I'm realizing from you, correct me if I'm wrong, is it's more of a process and a protocol that you do. There's not actually a physical piece of equipment. Is that right, that you're using?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Is pieces of kit that we use to basically allow us to do the reset. So we do use a couple of very simple little things as part of our protocol, and it is required. So Yeah, you would need that. If you were going to do a treatment with me, you would need to get this specific piece of tool, and then you'd learn how to apply it. Because you, when you're in a testing state and you're looking at where are the weaknesses in this human body in front of me, you don't use that tool, obviously, because we're testing. But when we do the resets, that's when we would create some biasms in the brain and nervous system so that we can restore function to the area that we're working on.
Okay, amazing. So what I'd love to do now is I'd love to segue, because what we've done so far in this interview is open people's eyes to a modality or technique that a lot of people wouldn't know about, and really to start thinking about that compensation and accommodation versus getting to the root of the problem with someone that can help you. Let's segue now slightly to something else that you're into. I'd love to ask you a little bit about the carnivore diet, if that's okay, your own personal experience, but you know, what have you seen? Because what I'd love to do is leave my listeners with some practical tips and insights that they can integrate into their day, even if they can't or don't need to come to Papamoa to see you. Like, what is something that they can gain from this interview that can help them in their health and well-being journey? So let's talk about the carnivore diet or anything else you want to share that is one of your personal practical tips around the nervous system and positive impacts on health or fitness.
Yes. Okay. So without seeing me, I think what's really valuable for people to know is that it's not just what you eat and your movement. Health is so much more than those two components. And so I have people that come to see me and they're eating all the right things and they're doing all the right things, so to speak, and they're still in a really bad situation with their health. So the first thing I want to say is there is more for you. Don't give up. Where you're at is not the end of your road. There is so much more than what we're led to believe about the human body and the brain and the way that we actually use our bodies and why we have symptoms and problems. I want people to know that tightness is not a problem. It is your body's way of telling you that there is a weakness in the brain and the nervous system. Tightness is defensive. We tighten defensively. We try and create more joint stability in certain areas, and we lose function, range of motion, and mobility or flexibility, however you want to think about it, because there's weaknesses going on. Stretching is not going to help you. I do not stretch at all, and nor do I recommend anybody stretch.
Wow, that's a game changer.
At all. It is absolutely fine for you to go to your length of your tissues, of that joint range, but going beyond it and violating that range of motion is not going to do you any good. And you're not going to gain any flexibility through stretching. All you're going to do is change the shape of the muscle tissue and the tendons so that when they kind of try to recoil back together, you're not going to be able to, it's all going to be floppy. Think of a rubber band. If you pull it out and pull it out beyond its capacity, you're going to create little microscopic tears. And then when you try and get it to go back together, it's not going to. It's going to be a floppy mess.
So you're not saying mild stretching is great, but don't overdo it. You're just like, don't stretch.
Absolutely do not stretch.
Classic. I'm gonna make a soundbite out of that one. So I'm gonna jump in with a personal question, which I know I'm sure there'll be people out there with the similar scenario. I've had quote unquote, you know, back pain, and I've slipped a disc 3 times in my life. Extremely painful, more painful than childbirth, and I had 3 natural, non-medicated children. Okay, this childbirth, putting it into perspective. So my question is, you talked about tightness and my hamstring was really tight. And I know that through those years, I was like, oh, I really should stretch more. I really should get more flexibility in my hamstring because I know that's related to my back pain. What are your comments on that?
Okay. So one, why are we tight is a big question that most people don't ask. And that tightness is protecting you. Whether or not it feels like it, that is what your body is trying to achieve. And so if we get to the root cause of why that is tight, and it might be that you're not able to recruit a muscle in another area, and so the hamstring has had to compensate and tighten, stretching it is not going to solve your issues. You're not changing anything at the brain and the nervous system in the way that we send and receive information by stretching it. As I said before, you're just going to be changing the structure and it's not actually getting to the root cause of anything. So the question one would be like, why are you out of balance? Think about posture. We don't get to choose our posture, do we? Right. Yeah, sure, we can pull our shoulders back and sit up straight. But the minute that we lose our conscious mind and we go back into default, where we sit and how we lie when we are at rest or when we're not thinking is non-conscious. And so, therefore, our posture is non-conscious. How much tension exists in this muscle versus how much is in this muscle is not our choice. We don't get to choose, okay, I have this much tension in this side and not enough in the other. Now, you can imagine with your body or your hamstrings, if you have got too much tension in one side of the joint and too much slackness or not enough recruitment or activity on the other side of the joint, then eventually that pulley system is going to come out of balance. It's going to put mechanical stress on the joint structure and you're going to end up with pain. But why is it like that? Why? And this is where we get to the root cause of your issues. And it could just be that you've got a weakness somewhere else. And so this muscle has had to do the job of potentially another job, a muscle that's not working. And so over time, that tissue that's doing all this extra work of these other guys that can't recruit, they show up as pain, tightness, inflammation, pain, da da da. That doesn't mean they're the issue. It means that the thing that isn't working needs to be strong and functional. So this guy doesn't have to be so overloaded and doing all the jobs of all the other ones that aren't working all the days. So what will happen is as you restore function to the muscles that are weak, the ones that were tight, guess what? Oh, they'll go by themselves. Okay. And so therefore there is no need or requirement for releasing or stretching the tissues at all because the tension relationships will change from a non-conscious level instantly.
Boom.
Ah, oh, so good. Because I had tight hamstrings, I had tight lower back, I had issues up the wazoo, and I had people injure me severely and compile my problems because of the way that we believe that we need to strength and stretch something.
Right.
Isn't the way that we're meant to do it. It's not the way that our body works. And so, you know, a lot of old school modality training is to try and stretch or release something and try and strengthen something else. What I'm saying to you is once we get to the core of what's not working, your tone or tissue, the resting tone in your tissues will change all by themselves, which means you
All
can.
right. If you're listening to this, we would love to hear your thoughts. You can send us a text 2057. You can send us an email inbox at realitycheck.radio. So whenever you're listening to this, you might be listening to the replay. You can always just send a message and Paul might read it out on breakfast, but we will definitely receive it at our end. Love to know your thoughts because Jessica, you were just talking about old school modality is strength and stretch. And today you're showing us a new perspective on and basically the brain and body connection.
Yes, it's so good. What it means as well is that we don't have to go through all of these protocols of trying to recruit a tissue. Let's say you go to someone and they're like, oh, you've got a weak rotator cuff and do this exercise 50 gazillion times to try and regain some recruitment in that tissue. And I'm telling you that if that doesn't have that from a neuromuscular, i.e., brain to nervous system level, then it doesn't matter how many times you do that thing, it doesn't mean that you're going to get function in that tissue, right? Because we don't get to choose. So all that will happen is the ones that do that, because remember, muscles have more than one job. So if one of the primary muscles that do external rotation isn't working, then the secondary tissues will take over. And then they get annoyed, pissed off, overloaded, because they aren't meant to do that much. And the weaker one will just get weaker and weaker. The imbalance gets greater, and suddenly, boom, you're in pain.
So good. So I've written down in my notes. So don't just focus on the muscles. You've got to, look at the mind. So the muscle, not just the muscle, also the mind. MM. Not just the body, also the brain, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I love that because a lot of advice that we've been given, and like you say, sometimes people, fitness instructors, physios, whoever, they're trying to do right by us, but they're kind of going, not guessing, but kind of going, we'll try this. Okay, well, that didn't work. Now try that. And you're like, 2 years go by and now the pain is worse, right?
Yes,
Oh
yes,
gosh.
yes. And then the people that are like, oh, you're not ACC accredited. Oh, it's quite expensive. I think I'll just try this, 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 and this. Every single time they come back to me and they're like, oh my God, I shouldn't have wasted a year of my time, of my energy, of my effort, of being in pain and discomfort. I should have just come to see you. Because when I pop them on the table and we restore function, it is quite frankly amazing, and people sit there just trying to contemplate that we can restore strength and function and give you mobility, and now you can put your arm behind your back and you couldn't do that a minute ago, and we haven't stretched and released, and all we've done is fill in your sense of self and give you control and relearn a sense of yourself again from a non-conscious level, which is something that we develop from birth. So you think about how we engage and learn ourselves. Think about being a little baby, and, you know, we're sending and receiving information to our body through our nervous system and brain. And, you know, we hit ourselves 1,000 times before we work out, okay, no, you know, and that sending and receiving of signals is what is strengthening our ability to use our limbs and our body. And so that is earned and learned through repetition from birth. But what happens if you went through a developmental stage and then you skipped one? What if you went straight from sitting to walking and missed crawling? You're missing a ton of neuromuscular development and a ton of learning of yourself. And then fast forward to your however old, and you don't have the ability to actually use that part of yourself because you never earned it. Or you've had an injury. I had a client recently, bless his heart, who had a surgeon punch a hole through his C7 vertebrae nerve, and he lost function in his arm. So he came out of the surgery and he went to grab a glass of water and he couldn't use his arm. So he's like, oh my God, he's an athlete, he's a champion. He now can't lift his arm off the table. And he's thinking, oh my God, my life is over. Put him on the table, do some testing, do some treatment, and he can lift and move his arm instantly, effortlessly, and pain-free. That is what I get to do all day in my job. I get to give people back the use of their body, the control of themselves. And essentially what they're doing is they're relearning themselves and how to control that area. And he was in tears. His wife was in tears. And he said, why don't more people know about this? I never should have had the surgery in the first place. You know, we're led to believe that these are the only ways that we'll get to be able to restore ourselves, our function, and our lives is going under the knife or through some, you know, stem cell Abu Dhabi trip where you're going to spend $40,000 on some stem cell injection or all this stuff. And what I'm saying is everything is nervous system and brain. Think of it as like a big umbrella. All of your symptoms, tightness, weakness, pain, inflammation, digestive issues, headaches, migraines, body fat you can't shift, it's all umbrellaed over the same thing, which is nervous system and brain. And that means that we can actually treat organs, we can treat your intestines, we can treat your respiratory tissues, any receptor in your body, we can optimize and restore instantly.
Well, I imagine there'll be a few people listening in this, that kind of skeptical mode going, you know, I don't really believe it, but I'm inviting people, as I always do on my show, to open your mind to what may be possible, to expand your horizons about health, well-being, spirituality, empowerment, all the things I get to talk about. There's a lot of things out there that we just haven't heard of. And I think this is really amazing. One question I'm going to ask, which I'm sure others are wondering, is the time frame. Because when you talked about that guy with the arm that he couldn't move, it sounded quite instantaneous. For other people, I imagine, depending on what's going on, I mean, what are we talking? Sometimes this can take like 6 months, or is it more of a 6 weeks, or is it more of a 6 days or 6 minutes? What is the time frame?
Right away. So restoring function to an area, once you put the re-strengthened the pathway's capacity, because everything is demand. Think of the pathway, the demand or the action that or the skill that is being required. If it exceeds the pathway's capacity, then you won't be able to do the thing. If we strengthen the pathway's capacity, then you can do the thing, and it's straight away. So this, the reason I'm so confident, and I actually love skeptics, I'm like, bring them on now, like, because I was the same. Remember, I've been in health for a decade before I found this, right? And I thought I was shit hot. I thought I was such a good trainer. I had this really high profile job in London. I trained trainers. My job was to make them the best. I thought I was the bee's knees. And I saw this and it humbled the hell out of me, Nat. I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? I don't know anything about anything. And then started learning this. And what I saw was every single human that I touch, everybody that I've ever touched in the last 13 years has the same response. And so I built, it's not even confidence. It's a deep knowing what this does. And I see it constantly over and over. So it builds that confidence and that, you know, that wisdom inside, because I know what I'm doing. I know what it does. I see it over and over again. It's never not had the impact that I have tried to have. And although some people's problems can be very complex, so let's say that there's a multitude of issues going on, sure, it can take some time to get somebody out of a hole. But in terms of recruitment, we can guarantee we can instantly give somebody muscle recruitment, strength and control.
All right. Listen, I just realized the time and I got to wrap it up. I know I asked you about the carnivore diet. We're going to have to bring you back on to go deeper into that or to even touch on it. Yeah. Before we wrap things up, though, I do want to ask you a few questions. What is coming up for you? How can people connect if they want to reach out and learn more?
Yes. So at the end of January 24th, I am having a little health evening in Papamoa Beach, 6:30 to 8:30. So it's just a 2-hour workshop. And that's all about nervous system, learning some really cool techniques that you can apply straight away into your day, where I teach people how to test their nervous system state to see where they're at, and then how to regulate themselves from that space. So that's 24th of January, limited tickets. What else have we got? We do one.
Well, yeah, cool for people who are in Tauranga. Do you have anything for people that online that we can do?
Yeah, so online and in person, I offer 3, 6, and 12-month coaching one-to-one. I only take a maximum of 10 clients at any one time. So I've got 4 spots available at the moment.
Okay. And so, but otherwise, depending on their issue, they might want to actually come and see you and fly to see you. Yes?
Exactly. Okay. So an assessment is usually done first, 90-minute assessment. We'll have a look at your nervous system and function. We'll talk through your medical. We'll do some testing. I can get an assessment quite thoroughly to indicate, okay, this is what you're going to need. And then once I've got that, I can give you recommendations on what you might require in terms of working together. So once we've done an assessment and I know, then we can do more. This does work online, Nat. So I only learned to do this online in 2020. It was one of the good things that came out of the crazy world shocking list.
Yeah.
Is that we can do this virtually and it's incredibly effective online.
There you go. That'll entice some of the skeptics to ask more questions. But I believe you because I know all about that stuff. Amazing. Thank you so much, Jess, for enlightening us today all about this. Before we go, if you were to truly up your brave in 2025, what would that look like for you?
For me personally?
Yeah.
Well, upping my brave this year is going to be, I'm totally going alcohol free. I've given up alcohol for 2025. And I am going to be talking way more about nervous system function and health because I kind of talk a lot about nutrition and that side of my life. And so upping my brave is definitely sharing this stuff with the world more about NRT.
Amazing. Well, it is divine timing. How can people connect with you? I'm sorry, I forgot to ask that part. Where can they find you online?
Yep, Instagram at the Carnivore Mummy or at the Jessica Treatment. And the Jessica Treatment has a website as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jessica, for chatting with us today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Remember to check out all of the Up Your Brave replays. We've got almost 200 interviews now on the Up Your Brave page. You can check out that as well as tons of other topics from my incredible other co-hosts. It's all available for you on the RCR app. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks.
And thanks, everyone, for listening.